What's up, Max Mans? Welcome back to Maximania. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite DC anti-heroes. Probably one of my favorites of all time, John Constantine. Sorry, I'm sitting on a squeaky chair. You hear that? It's all creaky and stuff. So, just ignore the chair, please. Okay? So, let's talk about John Constantine. I'm going to be talking about the history of John Constantine. So, let's get started. John Constantine is an exorcist, demonologist, sorry, hit the microphone, and a master of the dark arts, and definitely not the kind of magician that you would hire for your kids' birthday parties. So, having studied the occult, studying magic and the occult since childhood, John Constantine becomes an accomplished mage. He wants to use his abilities to do the right thing, although sometimes his methods are rather questionable. Constantine is one of the founding members of the supernatural super team Justice League Dark. Now, I know this is a history of episode, but I'm going to make it like a how powerful is episode too. So, we're going to be talking about his powers later in the episode. So, let's talk about him. So, let's see. So, as most comic book characters, there are so many different origins for this character's past, or for a character's past. So, like, so many characters, so many different origins. We have the Hellblazer, though, for Constantine, which is Constantine's most famous comic. John Constantine, aka the Hellblazer, is not only a working-class magician and con man, but also a detective who specializes in the occult. The occult is kind of like, how do I say this? It's kind of like studying magic, basically. The study of dark magic is what the occult is. Actually, it's a dream. My dream job when I grow up is to be a detective, master detective, private investigator. I'm actually really good. I've helped solve a lot of mysteries, like missing dogs in the neighborhood and other kind of that stuff. But let's continue on this. So even though he's adept at casting spells, John proves his resilience by relying more on his supernatural knowledge, quick wit, and the ability to manipulate friend or foe to his benefit. John's first official debut was in 1985 Swamp Thing, issue 37, appearing as a young man with a chocolate blonde hair, a tan trench coat, and chain smoking like it's nobody's bloody damn business. That's what it says. The anti-hero was created by Alan Moore and designed by artist Steve Bissett and John Tolbin, who were visually inspired by singer-slash-songwriter String. I think it's Sting, actually. I don't know. It's either String or Sting. Would make more sense if it was Sting. When Constantine was originally introduced, his past was a mystery. This changed when Jamie Delano finished a character in 1998 Hellblazer series, giving us John Constantine's haunting upbringing. Born in Liverpool, England on May 10th, 1953, his mother Marianne died giving birth to John and his stillbirth brother. John's father called him Killer and would every night would punch him on the head, saying, "Just think about what you did to your mother, Killer." So yeah. As it turns out, the womb has been weakened as a result of a previous abomination attempt done against his mother's wishes by John's father, Thomas. It was also revealed that while in the womb, John strangled his twin brother with his own umbilical cord. So you know how when, like, babies, like, if you've ever had a baby brother, like they have the cord thing coming out of them, their, like, stomach, their belly button. Well, John strangled his twin brother with that. So, yeah. The dead twin becomes known as the Golden Boy, and thanks to the miracle of plot twists, would make an additional appearance on the future issues in an alternate universe. The Golden Boy is a powerful magician and the exact opposite of John, but that's a story for another day. I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'll make another episode on Golden Boy later. During his abundances, John traveled around the world and participated in various occult circles and formed a punk band called Mucus Membrane. Yeah, he had a punk band before he became exorcist. He was a punk. He was a drummer or either singer, guitarist, or drummer in a punk band. I don't know which one. While on tour, John came across the result of a magic orgy gone wrong at a club in Newcastle. An abused girl named Astra has summoned a demon. The exacted revenge on her tormentors. However, the demon refused to leave, and John devised a plan with fellow occultist friends to conjure another demon called Nettle, would destroy the threat. John's recklessness and failure to control Nettle led with Astra being dragged down to hell. Oops. I mean, her soul forever damned. Oops. So, if you've ever seen the Constantine TV series, you know that, like, he failed to save a girl named Astra, and now she's damned to hell. John never forgave himself for that. Sorry, chair. Squeaky chair. The event in Newcastle remains a festering wound for John, compounded with the ghost of friends that haunt him, constantly reminding him of his failings and weigh heavily on his psyche. As if the man isn't plagued enough, he encounters Nurgle once again while he's hospitalized and forced to make a deal with him. John makes a lot of deals with demons. He makes them with the devil too. His deal includes his blood being tainted by the demon, but for Nurgle, John's side of the deal is him getting better, and Nurgle is part of the deal is John. John's soul damned to hell. John's ability didn't just emerge by dabbling with the occult, but from his bloodline and ancestors who were skilled in the art of magic. This bloodline is known as the Laughing Magicians and spans across all of mankind's history, bestowing spells get special gifts on those who carry it. In John's case, luck is tipped in his favor and increased by his chances of success. Because of this, John can easily escape and invade his opponents, protect himself from harmful spells and weapons, and can be at the right place at the right time. Safe to say that John Constantine is one lucky but miserable bastard. Yeah, I said bastard. Despite the advantage perks, John's a walking bad omen, bringing misfortune and death to whoever crosses his path, especially his friends. In DC's New 52 reboot, John's origin alter is providing a preview of the Hellblazer before he earns his monarch. Or monarchy. I think it's his monarchy, I don't know. In 2014's Constantine issue 14, John's childhood was instead in the 80s as a young boy who was taught his first magic spell by a sorcerer named Tonarak. The sorcerer sort of failed to warn young Constantine that the cost of such a gift was the lives of his parents and the destruction of his home. Oops again. Yeah, so that's another problem that happened to John. So that's all I have to say about, that's the history of John Constantine. There's many more, but I'm only going to say those two. Now it's time to his powers and abilities. John has many powers, more than I can count. He's a master of the dark arts. So let's look at this. So, John is a powerful sorcerer whose talents go far beyond simple illusions. He can also summon and banish demons and control various forms of energy, including creating fire and electrical blasts, so basically shooting fireballs out of his hands. He's capable of mind control, teleportation, astral protection, and a host of other magical abilities. You know, he wears a trench coat and a tie. And he has many, like, magical artifacts. Kind of like Dr. Fate, except, no. Actually, Constantine has become Dr. Fate. But that's a story for another day. I'll make an episode on that later. So, basically, what also he can do is, I saw an episode of DC's Legends of Tomorrow, where, like, he casts a spell. Like, he needs blood. Either human blood or demon blood for his spells. If he was a master of the light arts, then he would need angel blood. But he doesn't need angel blood, because he's not a master of the light arts, he's a master of the dark arts. It's literally in his name. And if you don't know what an exorcist is, then go listen to my episode about exorcism. I'm not going to explain it. So I saw this one episode where he created, like, this kind of, like, he also has the ability to control nature and earth. So controlling nature, ice manipulation, electricity manipulation, earth manipulation. He can do all of it. And when I say earth, I don't mean, like, the earth. I mean, like, dirt and rocks and plants and stuff like that. He's also a master detective, too, so that's one thing. The House of Mystery is his house, so. One of his most famous spells is, I'm sorry, guys, about this chair. If you hear the chair, it's, like, squeaking. But, one of his most famous spells, and one I'm studying right now, actually, I'm going to do it to my school because I don't like school, is when you, he takes a lighter and he makes a fireball with his hand, and he, like, shoots the fire at the lighter while it blows on it and says, like, you know, he says Latin. Latin is, like, the magic thing they use. It's, like, Latin is, like, the language of the dark arts. Like, have you ever seen in, like, the TV show, in Constantine TV show or movies, he would always say, like, Aqua Simultanus. He would say, like, words, you know? That's actually a real word, he said. So, he would do that, and he would blow on the lighter, and it would literally turn into a flamethrower. So that's one of his spells, and I just love that spell because I like fire. So that's all I really have to say about John Constantine. I'll make an episode. I'll make a How Powerful Is John Constantine episode. I will make that so, you know, you can know who John, like, we can know how powerful John Constantine is. So, that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening, and, bye, guys, and remember, I don't really have an ending anymore, so I'm just gonna say bye.